Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Time to head inside the Carlton camp where John Barker has been good enough to join us. Carlton midfield coach John Tom King in the K-Rock Hub along with Ben Castagnoli, Lee Brown and Pete Ryan from The Age. We just spoke with Nathan Van Berlo about the weather. It's just going to be a territory game this afternoon, you would suspect. Just keep moving that ball forward.
Yeah, well, that looks like it's what it's going to be. The radar's looking like it's not going to let up, so I think it's going to rain all day. It's going to be wet. So, as you said, taking ground's important.
Does it help, you know, a highly skilled side like West Coast on their home deck are tough to beat? Are these conditions that you, as a club, go, gee, this is not the worst thing for us, where, you know, can obviously help you guys slow them down a little bit and then be able to play to some of your strengths?
Well, yeah, look, we love to take them on in a dry day, no doubt about that, and feel like we could challenge them. But in the wet, as you said, we've got some big body needs, and hopefully we can win enough of the ball inside and get the ball going our way and try and win that territory battle on the back of that. So we're looking forward to that.
John, Lee Brown, good luck today. Matty Cottrell making his
Thanks,
debut.
Please.
Can you tell us a little bit about Matty?
I can tell you he's got an outstanding haircut. he's got one of them big V's cutting to the back of his head. And I was the hairdresser, so I'm hoping for some feedback at some stage later on. But hey, look, he's a beauty. He's really good runner, big tank, uses the ball really well, gets up and down the ground, and very good defensively. So we're looking forward to seeing him out there. He's done a good job in earning his stripes, and he gets his opportunity today. And as a club, we're really looking forward to seeing him out there.
So you're the resident hub barber, are you?
I've done a couple of haircuts. So if you see a few rude mops getting around today, a couple of them are mine, yeah. It'd be my who problem.
Who are we looking at then? Cottrell, who else may have you just clipped the shears over?
Who else? Matthew Fisher, Amy last night, Michael Gibbons. Sorry, who else? There's a couple out there. As
do
they come
in,
I'll let you know.
Do they come in with photos and say, look, I want it to look like this, or they just let you have sort of license to do whatever you like?
Well, I'll tell you what, they don't come in with high hopes, I know that. and so they don't go away too dissatisfied, which is great.
Well, if you get a win, Barks, or when you get a win, I should say, call back in and we'll rate the haircuts for you after the game and give you some real
right.
feedback.
Oh, I can just
okay,
see
we'll
this.
We'll reassess after the game.
If you ever want to get out of footy, John, and which obviously you've been in most of your life, but Barker the Barber has really got a ring about it down the track.
John Barber.
Well, they have been calling me Johnny Barber around the club the last couple of weeks. So anyway, if I can't get the mids going today and the stops, that might be the course of action going forward.
John Peter Ryan, good luck. Zach Fisher's back.
Thanks, Pete.
How's Zach Fisher? It's his first game back for a while. What do you expect out
of
him?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so he's got over his injury troubles. He's probably played 3 or 4 scratch matches in our reserve sort of setup over the last 3 or 4 weeks. So he's got a bit of match fitness up, and look, he's a classy little player. We know when he's at his best, he brings really strong pressure. So he's going to spend a bit of time forward, and we expect him playing that role as well as he can, keeping it in there as best he can, and helping us get some shots on goal.
And obviously different conditions today, but what did you make of last week, given you got out of the blocks so quickly, which had been a problem earlier in the year and just weren't able to keep going with Hawthorn? How did you review that game?
Yeah, look, we've been playing in bits and pieces and playing some good footy in bits and pieces. It's just a matter of maintaining that consistency. We probably weren't as good defensively last week as we would have liked to be, and that's all over the ground, starting from our forward line and through our mids and defenders. We probably didn't quite have the intent in that second quarter, and then again in the last half. But we're hoping that the boys are going to turn that around and make sure we get the intent right today on defensive transition.
Johnny, one last one before we let you go. This has nothing to do with football, but we just found out earlier that the coach of the West Coast Eagles, Adam Simpson, eats avocado and Vegemite sandwiches. Well, A, what would your reaction be to that? And B, have you ever tried that? And C, what is your most bizarre sandwich combination that you've ever eaten?
Well, There is a few boys at the club that do like the Vegemite and avocado sandwich, I've noticed. So it's not, that's not super rare, I don't think, in the AFL world. I haven't tried it myself, so I couldn't tell you. I do get a little bit exotic sometimes. I go with a bit of butter and Vegemite and absolutely love it. But that's a bit exotic. I do like the beetroot, though. I do like a beetroot on a salad sandwich or a ham and salad sandwich.
Oh, yeah, good boy. That's
the one. Don't worry, John. Ben still buys his sandwiches at the milk bar. He doesn't know what a cafe is.
I tell you what I love on an omelette is a little bit of smoked salmon.
Oh yeah. Now we're talking, John. Yeah, that's getting even better. And if you get that from the milk bar, because everyone's on JobKeeper, it'll just keep the cost down.
That's right.
John, we really appreciate your time. Obviously, it's going to be a wet one this afternoon. Is this the day where you sort of push to be up in the box sitting beside the coach, or do you end up down on the bench today and having to be on comms?
No, I've always sat in the box, and I'm looking forward to the warmth of the box today. I'll give you the tip.
Good work, John. Good to talk. Really appreciate your time. Good luck this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, gents. Have a good day.
John Barker joining us there from Carlton, their midfield coach, thanks to Prestige Jayco. Of course, they are Australia's number one motorhome dealer.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.